It's a couple of minutes after 8 o'clock, a Friday edition of the Mornings with Ed Show. Delighted to have you here on a holiday weekend as we get ready to break for the holiday, as we do each and every Friday. It's time for Chamber Chat. Aaron Slattery with the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce with us this morning. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
How are you?
Yes, glad to be here.
It's great to see you today. Mm-hmm. And most people are taking the weekend off, and I'm just going to be as lazy as I can and not do anything. You are working almost the entire weekend.
Yes, I'm doing last-minute Pageant of the Master tickets for our July 5th Locals Night here in Laguna. Right. So be sure to get your tickets.
Okay. Now, where can they get the tickets?
They can email me at Aaron@LagunaBeachChamber.com, and I will give you a call. Or you can just go online at the LagunaBeachChamber.org and register online.
All right. And that's Aaron with an E, E-R-I-N, by the way. You brought a guest in this morning, and listeners have been asking this question all morning. You brought in Dan Shapiro from Click Cloud. And people are wondering, the hell is Click Cloud? Hey, good morning, Dan. First of all, good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for having me here.
Thank you for being here in the studio.
I really appreciate it. Yeah, so what is a Click Cloud? I get that question asked quite a bit.
Well, it's a great name for a company, first of all.
It gets
that question asked.
It does. It makes you want to wonder. Click Cloud is website made easy at its essence. So everybody, small businesses, which are, most of the businesses are small, don't have the staff to keep a website up to date. And in today's world, there's a lot going on. You might have ADA requirements, American Disability Act, which puts a lot of burden on the small business owner. You might have a requirement to keep an event calendar up to date on a regular basis, or you're just trying to find your place in Google. It takes a lot of work and takes a lot of skills, whether it's a search engine marketer or a graphics designer, creative director, website developer. All of that is turnkey with Click Cloud, and we do that for one flat fee of $249 a month. So it's hard to believe how we do that, but we're a tech company at heart. So we've got a lot of specialized processes that help us provide that kind of value to a small business owner. And for chamber members, it's only $199.
That's not bad. Wow. You're saving $50. That's pretty cool. So let me get this straight. So if you say you manage the Google search, so if I was to have a business and I was in Google, by utilizing Click Cloud, can I be more prominent in the search?
Absolutely. We have a proven process for getting you there. And it's not magic. It's just hard work to do it. And a couple keys, if you want to know, I'll give a couple of the tricks.
That's
of the
why
trick
you're here.
Is keeping your site up to date on a regular basis. That's something that Google looks for. It's all algorithm based. So it's a robot looking for changes in websites. And if your website's changed recently, well, that means that you care about your website. And so Google will give you higher points in the ranking. Also, there's another tip is Google has a service called Google My Business. And that's where all the local listing information comes in. So keeping your Google for Business up to date helps your website become more prominent. And that could be engaging with reviews. Somebody writes a review, you reply back, making sure your office hours are up to date on Google My Business. All the things that are just best practice and common sense, but it takes effort, right? It takes time. And small business owners just don't have that time, or in some cases, the skills. In most cases, the skills to do it right.
Right. And you offer a free assessment, I understand?
Absolutely. So that's the hook right there. Go to clickcloud.com and click on the free button and fill out the form, or you can email us at free@clickcloud.com, and we'll get right back to you, and we'll go take a look at your website and give you some pointers and see if you can do it yourself. If you can't, give us a call and we'll put it on our platform, and the rest is easy.
Okay, and I got a question for you that you may not have the answer for me. You may not be the guy to come to for this question, but maybe you've got at least an opinion on it.
Give it your best shot.
Let's say I've come up with this really cool product and I'm selling it on Amazon, and Amazon has now copied me. And it's putting my little small product out of business. Is there something I can do through you in order to compete with Amazon and my little tiny product?
Yeah, the best thing you could do with if you're trying to compete like that online is to get your personality out there and get yourself indexed in the search engines. A lot of times you have to look at it as what's a buyer's journey. Right. Why are they going to Amazon first? A lot of A lot of folks, by the time they get to Amazon, have already done the research. So if you've got good content on your website, for example, on a blog or a newsletter service that targets your customer, then you'll be able to beat them to the punch. They'll find you in the research before they make the purchase decision on Amazon.
Okay. What kind of small businesses seek you out the most? Are you finding a trend in businesses that are seeking you out?
So it's really small businesses of all kind. And I'll give you a little bit of the backstory. So sure. I'm a tech person. I've worked in the technology industry my whole career doing startups and things of that nature. And so we have a lot of tech companies that use our service. In fact, a lot of people that provide small business IT service and telecom services rely on ClickCloud every day for their website. So we're sort of the insider pick when it comes to that. And there was a little bit of a hidden benefit. Who do small business IT people support? Other small businesses. So we just get a ton of referrals from the IT folks. So it could be a home builder in Georgia. It could be a school district in Alabama. It could be all over the country, honestly, all over the world. People turn to ClickCloud to keep their websites up to date.
Wow. Right. There really isn't a small business that doesn't need a great website, right? It's the way you do business
It's the way to do business today. And the world, it's a digital world, even though we still carry a business card, most people do. But you have to have a website. It's your presence of your business. And it gives you, credibility. If you don't have a website, people maybe wonder, are you fly by night? And I think it's an important piece of the overall marketing plan for any small business.
Right. How important, or in some cases, how toxic are Yelp reviews to a business?
Oh, so Yelp, it's sort of almost like a pay to play, right? They want, if you don't play with Yelp, they'll sting you. That's right. So that's just a challenge with Yelp. So, if you have that type of a business, particularly in the hospitality industry, you want to be out there on Yelp. That's got another piece of your small business marketing strategy.
Right. So you recommend if somebody comes to you, they're a restaurant or they're in the hospitality, hotel, whatever.
Any type of services like that. Right. Those reviews are really important. And if you work them and you work your client base, there's nothing better to support your business and support your brand than what other people say about it. And that's genuine and true. So in that regard, it's a pretty valuable service. And the same thing with Yelp. Google has the same service. So getting those Google reviews really helps you build your brand, build your presence.
And do you help a business, for instance, let's say before you take a business on, they've had 5 years of bad reviews and maybe not legitimately so, but just do you help them remove? Can you remove those bad reviews and then refill them with better reviews?
Yeah, well, so we don't recommend that you remove them, but what we do recommend is that you respond to them and you respond to them in a way that isn't defensive. You want to be positive and explain your situation and in some cases be empathetic and offer assistance or some sort of remediation, right? And that goes a long way when everybody else sees a bad review, but you're taking the positive tone, then that you look like the kind of person they want to do business with.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And let's talk about your musical skills.
Sure.
All right. Okay. Yeah. You're in a band.
I'm in a band.
Tell us about the band.
So Mom would be proud. All those piano lessons really paid off. I still play piano and organ in a band called Rising Tide.
Okay.
And Rising Tide will be at the Sawdust Festival tonight on the main stage from 5 till 9:30. And if you haven't had a chance to come out to the Sawdust, please do. Yeah. If you have come out to the Sawdust, get your annual pass. It's only a little bit more, and you can come all summer long and hear live music surrounded by art. It's fantastic.
Oh, beautifully stated.
Third Saturdays at the Cliff, which is a magical venue here in town. Right? So every third Saturday, we bring out a very colorful crowd. Some people call it cowboy music for hippies. I like to call it Grateful Dead music. It's that's a good marketing angle all in itself. If you play that kind of music well, which I've been doing for 40 years, the fans just come out. So it's a blessing.
A couple of things here. So at the Sawdust, anytime someone is texting into the program today, you got a chance to win a couple of tickets to the Sawdust Art Festival to go check him out tonight. So text in 949-715-5936. good luck on the main stage there. Mm-hmm. And how does it feel when you're over at the Cliff and all of a sudden right around sunset, everyone turns their attention to the sunset and they leave you alone there?
Oh, well, so I strategically locate my keyboards between the sunset and the bar.
Oh, so smart.
Yeah, I've got that all dialed in. I just look over my shoulder and watch it like everybody else does.
Very cool. Very cool. So, Aaron, tell us what you've got coming up. What is the Chamber doing over this weekend particularly, and then over the next couple of weeks? What do you got going?
Well, besides the Pageant of the Master tickets coming up on the 5th, we have the Art Affair ribbon cutting opening on the 6th. And then we have several ribbon cuttings coming up over July and August, including Rum Social on July 21st. We have The Oak. They're going to be celebrating their 5th anniversary, and that's going to be on August 11th. And the Laguna Canyon Foundation will be doing a dedication on October 6th for their new headquarters in the canyon.
All right. Very cool.
So we're pleased to be part of all of that.
All right. And you're just busy all weekend. You're working this weekend. Essentially, yes. You know, your July 4th weekend is work.
Yes.
All right. Well, enjoy some part of it. And have you taken a look at our website, Dan? Have you ever perused ours?
You know, only to look at the replays and all of that. I'll have to give it an evaluation.
Give it a shot.
Just like Aaron said, we'll give anybody a free evaluation. Chamber members get that discount off as well. So just go to clickcloud.com, fill out the form for the free website evaluation, and we'll tell you what you can do to improve your web presence. And hey, shout out to the Chamber. I mean, small businesses are the backbone of our country. It drives our economy. And here in Laguna, our business climate wouldn't be what it is today if it weren't for the Chamber. So we appreciate it.
Beautifully put. Yeah. Beautifully put. How long have you been? You've been a member of the Chamber forever.
Oh, well, a decade or more. Yeah. Probably somewhere around there.
All right.
Since we started the company.
Right on.
Thank you to all our members.
And well, thank you, Aaron. And thank you, Dan. Click Cloud. And once again, how do they find you?
ClickCloud.com, ClickCloud.com, ClickCloud.com.
Dan Shapiro, hey, we'll see you at Sawdust tonight.
See you there.
All right, thank you, everybody. 8:14 the time.